And good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Nun Tes, and we're learning Siman Aleph. So the Chayodim says, in a scenario where a person left his place without saying the Baruch HaKrono, Miyo B'diyabit Im Yotze L'Mokam Acher, En Atzorach L'Achzor L'Mokam Harishon, El Mavorach Baruch HaKrono B'Mokam Shenizkor. So he already said it's appropriate for a person to say the Baruch HaKrono before he leaves, in order to prevent this potential problem of a person forgetting to say a Baruch HaKrono. But in a scenario where he did leave, we do not take that halacha to its final conclusion and say, well, you have to go back. No, that we do not say, but rather we say he can make the Baruch HaKrono in the place where he realized that he made this mistake, he left, that he went to. But, Medavka B'dawar M'shenim Cheshubim, Al Dawar Pas V'yayin U'peir Hashem Yizayin Minim, Yizbar B'chal Nun, Simen Chavdal U'b'chal Mem Zayin. However, in regards to benching and saying the Baruch HaKrono of the Baruch Achaz Me'in Sholosh. So over there are halachas governing the requirement to go back in various scenarios when a person is supposed to go back or not. So let's just look back at those places and see what the Chayyadim says. So the Chayyadim talks about this in two places. He talks about this in Klal Nun Aleph, and he says in the Simen Chavdalet, he says the same type of language, that a person should be careful not to leave before he makes the bracha. If he did leave, he can make the bracha where he realizes. In regards to the bracha Achaz Me'in Sholosh, it's a suffix whether he has to go back. Therefore, he said, B'shas Adchak, you should say it where you are. If it's possible for a person to go back, without great difficulty, he should go back. Regards to a case where a person has eaten pas, that's more complicated. So in that situation, a person has eaten pas, so a person has to go back. Just find the simen over here. Klamem Zayin, simen tes. He says, Ober v'yotza, if a person left inappropriately, he's not supposed to leave. So if he has bread where he is, he can eat a kazayis of bread over there and then bench over there. If he did not have bread where he is, then if he left b'mezid, he knew the halacha, you're not supposed to leave, and he left anyway. So he has to go back to where he ate in order to say the Baruch HaKrono where he ate. If he left b'shogeg, so b'shas adchak, he does not need to go back, and he can make the bracha where he is. And he said, in the case of a person is bederech, even he ate by an inn, so he wasn't traveling, because when he's traveling, as old of a set of halachas, he was asking stationary, but he had stopped by an inn and eaten by the inn. He's not mechir, and he was yotze b'shogeg. He's not mechir d'imakra, and he's allowed to bench where he is. Then he points out in Simen Yod, in Klal Mem Zayin Simen Yod, if a person, even though he should not have done so, benched in the place where he is, against the halacha, b'diavad, he's going to be yotze. One scenario where he says you don't go back is the concern of the halacha of shir equal. If by going back, by the time he gets back, it's going to be too long of a journey, and it will turn out that he will be past the time which allow him to bench. He'll reach a state of ichol, that he already digested the foods. So by going back, he's going to lose the opportunity to say the bracha achrona, or to bench. Then he says the bracha where he is, he does not go back. So that's the b'diavad situation. But l'chatchila, a person should always say it where he is. So just to review, in a case where the bracha achrona is a brand of foshos, a person should not leave. If they leave, they can say the bracha achrona where they are. Case of benching, a person should not leave. If they left b'mezid, they have to go back, or they could eat some bread here and then bench here, a kazayis of bread. If they left b'shogeg, so if there's a doichik, they're allowed to make the bracha achrona here. In a situation of the bracha achaz me'in sholosh for the pairs of the zayin minim or for mezonos, or for yayin. So that's a machlokes where the loch is that he's mechuyev to go back. And therefore, obviously, in a situation where it's possible to go back easily, he should do so. in the case where the Shas Atchak is difficult to go back. So you keep a samach on the sheet which says you're not mechuyev to go back, even though it was b'mezid. Have a good day.